Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Six Rings Postgame Show. Here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
A couple minutes after 6 o'clock on what has been a beautiful autumn Sunday here in New England and throughout Patriots Nation. Once again, your New England Patriots victorious by a score of 31-13 against the Tennessee Titans. We just heard from our friend Megan Ottolini with her thoughts, her optimistic thoughts on the growth and development of Drake May, but most especially Mike Vrabel. We'll hear soon from our friend, one of our weekend hosts here and a frequent Six Rings guest as well, John Lyons. Andy, we've made a lot about Drake May today because he's the star of the show. He really is the headline each and every week as he continues to play out of his mind. I think he's got a hell of a test coming up the next couple of weeks as he'll go up against arguably the best defense in the NFL next week in the Cleveland Browns back home at Gillette. He'll go up against a very game, unpredictable but sometimes tenacious Atlanta Falcons team the week after, and then on the road against possibly the best offense in the NFL and potentially still the best team in the NFL, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on November 9th. But we haven't made much about what today really means for Mike Vrabel and the job that he's doing right now. Obviously, you know, pregame, he was on CBS talking about how this was just another game for him, or at least so we were told. I'm not sure if I necessarily believe that. He said as much in the post game as well, that he had moved on from thinking in any sort of spiteful capacity or vengeful manner about his time in Tennessee. Said he still cares about a lot of these guys. So it was a good game for him, a mildly emotional game. Sounds like Drake May was more choked up in the post game presser than Mike Vrabel was about today's game, but Just your thoughts on the job he's doing thus far, 7 games in, a little less than halfway through his first season with the Patriots. Is the job that Mike Vrabel is doing aligned with where you thought he'd be and exactly how you thought he'd deliver to this point?
There were a few more bumps along the way. You know, there were the times where I think he said some things he didn't really want to say, and he had his Mayo moments. But he's reached a point where, you know, I think I said it to you about 3 weeks ago that I really just had the vibe they love their coach. This team loves their coach. And we know the assistant coaches love the guy they work for. And you might say, oh, well, obviously, players like their coaches and, you know, assistant coaches like their bosses. Not in New England in recent years. There's been a lot. And it sounds simple to just say that's a foundation to build on. Like, we can talk about Drake May and Milton Williams and Gonzo and all these guys. How about we start with, I think the players like the people they're being coached by, and the coaches like their bosses and each other, and it's like, oh my God, do we have a good working environment in New England? And then you add in the talent of Drake May and all those things. So Mike Vrabel put together his staff. He put together the staff he wanted, and he put together the culture he wanted. We may have questioned or noted, wow, he's really going to run everybody out of town? Like, all the other captains are going to be told, nope, we don't need your leadership here anymore. David Andrews, thanks, mean it. Joe Cardona, thanks, mean it. Everybody.
What did poor Cardona do? My God, he got sent to the disaster that is the Dolphins.
But, you know, it worked. He now has a team structure and an organizational cohesion that we haven't seen around here in a long, long time. I might argue we haven't seen in 2 decades. You know, the second half of the dynasty, I think they got by on talent because you went down the road of Belichick and Brady and Kraft and whatever the hell was going on. We don't need to re-litigate the dynasty. This is, you know, we're talking about vibing in the wide receiver room. Probably could just say they're vibing in New England. You know, your coach runs in, turn it up. And I haven't listened to all of it. I know they posted their locker room video from today where he's basically being attacked by Drake May. I haven't heard the audio. Is clearly handing him a game ball and players are like hitting him and he's kind of like fighting back. Like there is just a dynamic between Vrabel and his team and everybody that is working. And I know it's much easier to work when you've won four in a row and three on the road and all those things. But it is what it is. He's taken the opportunity and he's run with it. He didn't write a soft schedule, but he's utilized it. So I think Mike Vrabel's doing a great job with this football team. How far it goes, and even with the media. Did you listen today? He starts with the Karen thing. Oh, Karen, did your phone blow up today? Because there was an ESPN story about how he brought the tradition of starting with Karen, you know, leading off.
I thought was delightful.
And then he's like, oh, Rochie asked a question. Oh, Rochie, 25 years. I saw a video supporting
how
you.
How does he remember all of this? Is this how good Stretch is, by the way? Do you think Stretch is in his ear like, Mike, Dan Roach is celebrating a 25th anniversary working with WBZ.
Well,
Karen Grigian was mentioned on ESPN. Like the notes he gets are Stacey James level, game notes level good, if not more.
Can I take it a step further, though?
Go ahead. Why not? It's a 6 o'clock hour.
You're making it sound... I don't know, cold or like business-like.
Politically calculated.
I think he notices. I think he's a human being. I think he cares. Everything Ted Johnson told us that was Parcellian. Remember the Parcellian? Oh, the story he tells of the rides to the old practice field and you wanted those rides because you'd get some time with coach and he'd ask you things. Everything we hear, he notices. He observes. He hears. And he puts it away to reference it. And I think he does that two different ways. I think he does it in a positive way to build positive relationships with people. He also does it another way to bust your balls. I was just going to say. Jam it up your pooper.
Yeah, jam it up the you-know-where. Yeah, I love him. I love and appreciate him equally for both sides of that. The fact that he can be, like that he is a softer, more intimate, caring individual. I think a lot of us just thought we were going to get a hard ass that was going to be out here talking football 101. We were going to get the I'd cut my blank off to win a Super Bowl as a head coach guy. And instead, yeah, that guy still is there. That guy still exists. But the more caring and sensitive side of Mike Vrabel, the one who supports Ramondre after the fumbles, the one who tells guys it's okay if they commit penalties, like that has been a revelation for me. And the energy, and of course, the ball buster is legendary. The energy, though, is peerless to me. Without being like, he does. Like, how about there was that video of Stephon Diggs? There he is. Outside the visitors' locker room in the stadium where he used to, you know, for 6 seasons was head coach, and Diggs yells out as he's walking in with Morgan Moses, that was win number 5, but there's more out there. Like, they're all on this, like, they're all on the positivity train right now. It's wild.
Oh, yeah. Diggs said in one of his interviews, I don't know how he got me to buy in, but I bought in. I'm all bought in. Like, I don't know how he did it, but he pushed whatever buttons to get me to buy in. And Vrabel even brought up today after the Vegas game.
Buy in.
Yeah, they're all bought in. After that Vegas game, he started to feel like they were bought in, and that's important for a coach, and it's so hard to measure, and it's so superficial, and you just never know where it is. But when it actually happens, I think it's huge, especially in a league like this. Do I think the Patriots buy-in for Vrabel would help them beat the 2004 Patriots or the no? But they're not playing those teams. All they have to do is be better than the Saints and the Titans, who clearly don't have buy-in because the guy just got there, Mike McCoy. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they literally have buyout because they'll be paying their coach for the next 3 years.
So have a better relationship and buy-in than Kellen Moore and Mike McCoy and Kevin Stefanski, who a lot of people think is going to be shown the door at the end of this year.
Like, oh, that would be a mistake. I'm sorry. I think he's an excellent coach.
I'm not sold on him. I'm not totally sold on him. But
did he trade the franchise away for Deshaun Watson? I don't think so.
I don't believe he did, but I also don't think he's a great coach. Anyway, let's not get lost in the mud.
We got a whole week to get into that nonsense.
Just be better than the other questionable organizations, coaches, setups, whatever, and that'll win you 4 or 5 games probably every year right there, right?
I know we shared a little Edelman audio earlier in the program from the Fox pregame show, but I'd like to also share this tweet. 3:36 p.m., just as the game was wrapping up, at Edelman11 tweeted, winning games you're supposed to win, especially when there's a ton of praise all week, is the mark of a well-coached team. Vrabel has this team trending exactly the way he wants.
Yeah, I mean, Edelman's a little optimistic. I mean, he just got inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. He's always a Patriot, forever Foxborough. Like, he's got all that crap going. And I get it.
Speaking of Kool-Aid, I get it. I get it as well. But
to me, it's more valuable, like, the current receiver, Stephon Diggs. Yeah. You've got full buy-in from Stephon Diggs. I chuckled earlier when you said he should have a C on his chest, and I was thinking, is that for cocaine? But it was totally inappropriate, so I am not thinking that anymore.
Take a lap, Andrew.
But he's totally bought in, and the longer you can do that, the better chance. And if you get players like that to buy in, I know you're going to get the others to buy in, right? He's one of those guys where there's a challenge there. So, yeah, I think Mike Vrabel has done a tremendous, tremendous job so far.
Yeah, I think it's hard to say that you'd be impressed by any other aspect of this team, save for Drake May's accuracy and deep ball throws, more than the job Mike Vrabel has done. And I just want to go to commercial saying I think the man deserves significant Coach of the Year considerations. And I'm sure we'll start seeing his name inching closer and closer to the top, if not at the top of the list. Will guys like Ben Johnson, who's got the Bears going in the right direction, be nipping at the heels? Be fun to see those guys play, but unfortunately, you just got to play the teams that are on the schedule, and I think the next couple of weeks will be an excellent test for where your 5-2 Patriots really are against this parity-ridden league that now will see the Patriots probably as the number 2 seed in the AFC, because the Colts are absolutely just whooping up on the Bolts out in Los Angeles right now, 31-10. Last time I checked, 617-779-7937, your phone number. When we come back, we'll hear from the coach himself. John Lyons will join us for a few minutes, and then, of course, thumbs up, thumbs down. So much to look forward to. So much more Six Rings. Happy to have you. And, of course, so many scores to catch you up on with the trending sports news du jour. Here is Zach Coe.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Patriots keep things rolling. They win 31-13 in the Mike Vrabel revenge game against his former team, the Tennessee Titans. Speaking of continuing rolling, Drake May continued his MVP campaign. He went 21-23, 222 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added 62 yards on 8 carries on the ground. Pats remain in first place in the AFC East with the Bills on their bye week. They'll welcome the 2-5 Cleveland Browns to Gillette next Sunday afternoon. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Chiefs blank the Raiders 31-0. Jets fall to the Panthers 13-6. The Dolphins were beat by the Browns 31-6. Giants beating up on the Broncos 19-0. Fitzy just mentioned it. The Colts are all over the Chargers 31-17 in LA. Later tonight, Mac Jones and the 49ers host the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday Night Football. Don't forget, you can hear Westwood One's coverage of that one right here on WEEI following Six Rings. Coverage starts at 7:30. Some sad news coming out of the NFL. Tampa Bay Buccaneers announced former running back Doug Martin has passed away at age 36. Bruins fell to 3-3 on the season last night. They fell to the Avalanche 4-1. Johnny Beecher, the lone goal scorer. They'll look to avoid a road trip sweep tonight in Utah. They take on the Mammoth. Puck drop from the Delta Center at 7. Finally, the Seattle Mariners look to secure their first AL pennant in team history in tonight's ALCS Game 6. Logan Gilbert on the mound for Seattle opposite rookie Trey Yesavage for the Jays. First pitch from the Rogers Center at 8:03. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is the Six Rings postgame show. Here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Speaking of eminence fronts, pulling it now to the Six Rings postgame show to make his 2025 season debut. The coach himself, one of our weekend participants and hosts here at WEEI, one of the fill-ins, and of course, you can frequently hear him on the Six Rings podcast as well. John Lyons in the house with Fitzy and Hart on the postgame show. Johnny, what'd you think of that game today, pal?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. And it was encouraging, right? They're now stacking wins together. It wasn't just the blowout of Carolina. It wasn't just a good Sunday night win in Buffalo. Now it's following that with the Saints win, following that with a win in Tennessee, one that they did something in this game, guys, that they've really struggled to do for several years. They actually got the double score thing right at the end of the first half and early second half. That in itself was good to see. So not a perfect game, but a really good game and an encouraging win.
All right, John. So let's touch on a couple of those imperfections. Two things that bothered me today. I thought Jared Wilson really struggled at left guard, and Fitzy brought up the idea maybe they're better with Ben Brown getting some reps in there. And then defensively, continued the trend of some slow starts, the short passing game. Spencer Rattler kind of moved it. Cam Ward looked good early. So if you had to pinpoint a bigger concern, would it be Jared Wilson, the offensive line, where that's going to end up this season, or this defense and where that ends up?
So right now it's those early down and early series defensive struggles they've had in games. Because this year they've played seven games and they've given up points on their opening drive in five of them, including three touchdowns. Today it was a field goal. And even today it was a field goal on the opening drive and then immediately a touchdown on the Titans' second drive. So, you know, 10 points in two drives, and that second drive was just the three plays. You had the two chunk passing plays in that, the 18-yarder and the 38-yard touchdown pass. So that's something that, you know, you look at the surface of it, they only gave up 13 points today. They only gave up 19 points last week, right? Then Buffalo, they only gave up 20 points. So they're not giving up a ton of points. But what that opening drive thing, and you can even extend it out to the first half, because Miami scored a couple touchdowns in the second quarter in week two. Pittsburgh scored touchdowns on their first two drives in that game as well. So you can extend it out a little. It's when they run into a team that's actually more talented than the teams they've been playing, that's when it could hurt him. Like, I think of that Atlanta team. You let Bijan Robinson get going, or you let Drake London get going, or that Tampa game. You let Baker Mayfield and Ibuka and those guys get going, you might be down 17-3 before you know it and have to dig yourself out of a hole. So it didn't really hurt them against the Saints. It didn't hurt them against Tennessee today. But when they start playing some of these better teams that are later on their schedule, that's when it could come back to bite them. And I think, too, an underrated guy they've missed these last 2 weeks is Jalen Hawkins, right? Last week, Kyle Duggar gives up a 50-yard passing play on the first snap from scrimmage. And then today you had a 38-yard touchdown pass where Craig Woodson, who I like, but he got totally turned around on that play, gives up the deep touchdown. So I think that's a guy that's kind of flown under the radar a little bit that they have really missed these last couple weeks, especially early in the games.
John Lyons at The Real John Lyons from social media joins us here on the postgame show. Yeah, John, I happen to think this has sort of evolved over the course of the show, as it has, you know, in the last couple of days as well. But I actually think the stretch the Patriots are about to embark on over the next three games is tougher than people are giving it credit for. Everyone looks at it like, oh, well, Cleveland stinks. Well, they just mop the floor with the Dolphins, who are a wreck at this point now, followed by the Atlanta game, and then you go on the road to Tampa. They're 5-2 now. Everyone's penciling them in for six, seven, eight wins that way. I think this is going to be a tougher stretch. I think this is the kind of stretch that'll really test the mettle of a team that Andy said earlier in the show, it would be disgustingly disappointing if the Patriots actually didn't make it to the playoffs. And everyone has sort of like recalibrated their thinking that this is a playoff team now, just seven games into the season.
So, Fitzy, I do think they should be a playoff team based off how they've played and what they have ahead of them. But I would agree with you that the remaining schedule here is not the layup that it's being portrayed, right? You saw the stat on the game broadcast today that it's the easiest remaining schedule. I mean, first of all, Cleveland has a good defense. Second of all, Atlanta tonight in San Francisco, I mean, if they win that game, then we're going to look at that loss to Carolina they had as an aberration and think that they're really just a good team. Tampa's a great team. And the Jets, I know they stink, but that's a short week after going on the road to Tampa Bay. That's not going to be easy. By the time they play Cincinnati, there's an outside chance. I don't know if Joe Burrow will be back or not, but Joe Flacco has that offense rolling a little bit. The New York Giants suddenly don't suck as much as we all thought they were going to before the year. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to Buffalo and Baltimore, like Buffalo's obviously, we know they're good. And who knows? Baltimore's 1-5. They're really bad right now. But if by the time that game comes around, if they're back around 500 and Lamar Jackson's healthy and they're fighting for a playoff spot, that could be a tough game. So I think, look, it's still, you know, you still have the Jets twice. It's still Miami. It's still Cleveland. Like, you have winnable games here, but it's not the layup that I think a lot of people are thinking and hoping it's going to be.
John, nice step forward today for Ramondre Stevenson and the ground game, but Travion Henderson continues to be a non-factor, and a lot of us got way out over our skis thinking this guy was going to be an impact weapon for this offense. Do we need to stop thinking that? Is that not going to happen? Is this going to be a lost year, or do you still hold out hope that he could be an impact playmaker for this offense?
So I'm still holding out some hope, Andy, and when they drafted him, my original thought was kind of around Halloween might be the time you start to really see him emerge. And lo and behold, we're only a week or so away from Halloween. They only have technically one more game left before. So I don't know. I don't think he's going to reach that mark that I was hoping for, but I still think you have a whole half of the season left to go, more than half. I think he'll be able to make an impact at least somewhere. And part of this is they have not got the screen pass game going as much as I thought they would this year. That's something that could be a great fit for Travion Henderson. And Fitzy, you mentioned it earlier about, you know, Jared Wilson and some of the concerns there. One of the reasons I think he's in the lineup still is he's much more athletic than Ben Brown. And if they want to run screens, he'd be much better for it. So maybe as the year goes on, they'll get more screens going. They'll get Henderson more involved in the passing game. But I think a lot of us, and I was a little bit guilty of this as well, we saw that kick return against Washington in the preseason. We saw some of those camp practices, and we thought, oh, wow, this guy's going to be ready to go earlier than we thought. And I think we've seen so far that there's a lot of talent there, but it's taken him a little bit longer to adjust to the NFL size and speed than maybe a lot of us, myself included, thought it might take.
John, there were a couple of pregame reports where the Patriots seem to be now mentioned in possibly dipping into the wide receiver trade market, the cornerback market, and the edge rusher market. Between those three, which would you prioritize for this offense or defense, just the Patriots team overall going forward?
Yeah, so it's interesting because I thought, like, if you had asked me this question before the game, Fitzy, I probably would have said defensive end or edge. And I thought, look, Chaisson's been pretty good all year. Landry's been pretty good all year. But today, together, they had their best game together. And you still have Anfernee Jennings, who's not really playing at all, but I think he's still a good enough player to have in your rotation. So I think about wide receiver, and I know Kayshon Bowie's playing really well. Stephon Diggs has been good. But it feels like you're still one guy short in the passing game to being, you know, to go from being like they're a good offense right now, but to go from being good to truly great, I feel like they're one guy kind of short in the passing. And it could be a, I mean, I'm not saying this is possible, but I mean, for years, right, with Rob Gronkowski, it was a tight end. So it just feels like they're one guy short, whether it's a receiver, impact pass catching tight end. So I would lean a little bit more towards that. I'd obviously, you know, the running back market. I'd look at the linebacker market too, because like Spillane is playing really well. I don't really love the depth beyond Spillane, though, at off the ball linebackers. So to answer your question, I'd lean receiver of that group. But it's a better group than last year. It just feels like they're one high impact type player short.
John, I feel like we're way too deep into this interview without really having delved into Drake May, who continues to put up just absolutely silly numbers. And I said to Fitzy, I think the thing that is missed the most about him, and that I think I missed, I think it's becoming clear he has kind of a thirst for knowledge, improvement, victory, killer instinct, whatever you want to call it. That comment he made today about setting the completion percentage record, and he's like, I missed a couple. There's a couple I should have hit, and I shouldn't have scrambled.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I think this guy wants to be literally perfect. Have you been as surprised as we all have that in about 5 weeks he went from a question mark to an MVP candidate?
It's funny, right? You go back to that Raiders week one loss, and he had a really bad game. You could argue it was the biggest reason they lost that game. much better in week two than week three. Kind of an iffy performance, makes some good throws, has some turnovers, though. And then since then, he's been awesome. I mean, and it's not a coincidence, guys. The Patriots have won five games this year, and Drake May has zero turnovers in those five games. Like, that's not a coincidence. That's the biggest thing to me that I've seen in this game this year that's made me the happiest, right? That he's not like, the downfield throws are great. The scrambling is great. All that stuff is great, and it's a huge part of his game. But not turning the ball over has been the single biggest factor in him taking this jump forward, and that's been really great to see. And it feels like he's doing a better job. And today, I think he wasn't as good at it, but I think he's been overall doing a better job of when protection breaks down, keeping his eyes downfield. I mean, those throws along the sideline in Buffalo stand out in that, but he's been doing it quite often. He had the flip to Travion Henderson last week as well in New Orleans. So, I mean, he really has been terrific over these past 4 weeks, and he's been a huge driver in their success. And I think it's been a combination of he's done a great job working to take a step forward. He's worked really well with Josh McDaniels, has done a good job developing him and with the scheme. So is Ashton Grant and Mike Vrabel. But also, their receivers are better. Their offensive line is better. Their schedule's a little softer, too. So you put all that together, and I think you're seeing a player who right now is looking like arguably the best player from that draft class a year ago and a future, you know, top four, top five quarterback in the league.
You can give him a follow once again at The Real John Lyons, JonLyons, and hear him on the Six Rings pod occasionally, as well as on WEI weekends, fill-in work, and so much more. And, of course, he does the New England Football Journal postgame show as well. Johnny, thanks so much for checking in with us, buddy. Great to finally fold you into the dough of the postgame show. We'll talk to you soon, big guy.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a good one.
You too. John Lyons here with us on the postgame show. One more little bit of live content here, Andy, before we wrap up our live portion of the Six Rings postgame show. And, of course, it is the moment that everyone always looks forward to. That, of course, being thumbs up and thumbs down. Who got it done? Who was second to none? And who should be on the run? Thumbs up, thumbs down from Andy Hart here on the postgame show. Is sponsored by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com, that's cars with a K, or call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Take it away, Andy.
So the first one's the easiest one. It's Drake May. When you set a franchise record for completion percentage in a game and you play for the same franchise that had Tom Brady, the GOAT, the statue, you've accomplished something. He's unbelievable. I thought he ran the ball really well today, 60-plus yards running. I don't know what else to say. The downfield completions. The simple thing is, if you want to find a negative, don't take shots to the head from the field or from players or from anybody, because you are the most important athlete in Boston sports and we can't let you go anywhere. So Drake May, great day. Ramondre Stevenson, good to see him get going from literally the first play of the game. 88 yards rushing, 0.0 fumbles, and a touchdown. Ramondre Stevenson working his way back into our all collective circle of trust, maybe. Can we have game after game where you just worry about does he get yards, not worry about does he put the ball on the ground? I'm going to put Booty and Diggs together. That combo at wide receiver becoming the go-to guys that Drake May hasn't had, that few Patriots quarterbacks have had in a while here in New England. Kayshon Booty making plays down the field, Diggs making plays all over the field. I think that combo is just settling into reliability, right? Predictability. I know we all have been betting on Diggs anytime touchdowns, and he's still not in the end zone, but beyond that, he's still been really good. Milton Williams, I said it to you earlier, I really like what Milton Williams done. He had a sack. He was among the top tacklers. I think he was second on the team in tackles. He's just so athletic. He makes plays at times, and I go back to the preseason in space, where it's like one-on-one with an athlete, and he ends up bringing the guy down like he's a linebacker or a safety or something. It's really impressive.
I was just, if I may, there have been plays this season where he's been the guy to chase somebody down.
Yep.
In the, like you're saying, 10 yards off the line of scrimmage back, almost teetering into the secondary. Like, the hell's this 290-pound dude doing back there, and he's faster than linebackers?
I'm going to tell you, on a better defense, and this is a quick aside, like if this were a Bill Belichick early 2000s defense where they're getting creative and they're doing the, you know, roaming cows front in Buffalo, I think you would see Milton Williams move around more. I think you'd see him like at linebacker and you're like, wait, is Milton Williams standing up? Is 97 the mic? The quarterback's thinking to himself. I think he's a phenomenal athlete and football player. Chasen, chasing the quarterback, making plays. He missed one tackle early on that end around where he could have had another tackle for a loss. But Kalavion Chaisson has become multi-sack guy, making himself some money, kind of bet on himself as a former bust here in New England this year. He's kind of going down that Mark Anderson road or somebody that has a
good
big year.
By the way, yeah, he's going to get signed somewhere else for a lot of money.
Yeah, and I'm probably not going to want to sign you for a lot of money. I'll get a nice year out of you and then wish you well.
Have you heard from Keon White recently? Have you guys talked? Have you guys texted or anything?
Haven't seen him. Nope. No. Haven't seen him. Heard him. Do him. Overrated. Doesn't do anything. Anyway, the penalties. I don't know if you noticed it. They didn't have a single penalty in the first half. Now they picked up quickly in the second half. I think they had penalties on the first two plays of the second half. But whatever. They went a half without penalties. And for this football team, that is saying something. And the fans. I want to give the fans credit. Did you hear the ovation when Drake May jogged out of the tent and threw the sideline back onto the
field? Pats Nation loves Nashville. Like,
crazy.
Nash Vegas is one of their true travel destinations. But you know that. It's a great city to visit.
It is a great city. Getting a little too big for its britches, a little over construction and development, but whatever.
Yeah.
But the fans, for the cheer they gave Drake May and also the Vrabel chants, nice job, way to travel. And as Drake May said, they're going to keep traveling if you put up performances like this on the road. If you give them a reason to go home happy, they'll keep investing their money and traveling. Okay, let's get to the thumbs down.
Sadly, there's a couple.
Yeah, there are a couple. You got to start, I think, with Carlton Davis. Based on the paycheck, it ain't it, Carlton.
$20 million to be a number two corner opposite Christian Gonzalez, who usually takes out the best tight end, back receiver, offensive threat in general, and he just. Footwork is not great. There are penalties. I haven't seen a signature play from him yet. Yeah.
No. Like, he just doesn't. I don't know. There's nothing that oozes $20 million cornerback out of what Carlton Davis has been doing for this team, but they're getting by with it, and maybe he'll hit his stride at some point. Jared Wilson, we've talked about it. He gave up a couple sacks. I thought he was just bad all day long. He just did not look fluid, engaged. I don't know. I don't know if and he is athletic. And I think John Lyons brings up a good point, screen game and his athleticism. Maybe they see where it's going and are investing in that the way they've invested in others through struggles. But your idea of Ben Brown, I don't think, is a terrible idea because Jared Wilson at some point against better competition could cost you a game the way he's playing these days. Travion Henderson, today was an opportunity to do something. You still didn't do it's great that Stevenson got going. Yeah, that's a crappy run defense. Then maybe we can get Henderson going. Henderson is just a non-factor. I think I'm with you. Let's get him a kickoff return. Maybe that could unlock the offense if he feels good running
one back.
He needs
a play. He needs a positive moment. He needs something to kickstart his belief in himself again, because there's no world in which Terrell Jennings should look like the more dynamic second back to Ramondre.
Speaking of lacking dynamic plays, I'm going to put Chisholm / the kickoff return in that area together as a group. I'm not going to blame him. He's not putting himself out there. And I know our guy Jeremy Springer would talk about some of the blocking and issues they have, and it hasn't been perfect. I think Vrabel even brought that up in his post-game press conference. But I don't see Chisholm as a kick returner, a guy that's going to make plays back there. It's just he's not dynamic enough. And I know Jeremy Springer said, well, if he's going to be the extra wide receiver, he's going to have other roles, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Put Henderson back there, get the ball in Henderson's hand on a kickoff and see if he can do it. And that's it. Though there weren't a lot of negatives today. I thought overall they played, and you could put Woodson in there for that one play, but I don't know. I feel
he's
bad.
A rookie safety. I mean, it's
give him a half a thumbs down.
Yeah, I mean, he's on the watch list. We'll
Plus,
put it
he's
that
been
way,
good. But, I've liked what I've seen from him for most of the year. So you have one bad play. And one more thumb up real quick, and this I think Vrabel would like. This is a general team thing. You know how he's talked a lot about violence and finishing on defense? You really notice that. They are violent, and they finish. Like, there was a hit on the sideline today. I think it was by Tavai that it was totally legal. But it definitely caught the Titans offensive player off guard, because he was more like, oh, I'm just going to go out of bounds here kind of thing, and didn't expect the player to finish violently in what was still a legal way. And I think they are bringing that style more and more as they get healthier, get more guys out there. They are finishing violently, and I think that will help them in the long haul with turnovers, or just with some teams like the Titans that are probably questioning whether they want to even play. How they finish games, how they finish quarters, how they finish plays, kind of tapping out a little bit.
We shall not be finishing violently. We shall be finishing gently and positively here on the Six Rings postgame show. As well, a great day for all of Pat's Nation. Drake May looks spectacular. Mike Vrabel gets his revenge. But more importantly, you know you've got your dudes where it matters most as the Patriots rebuild. And this is something we can get into this week, Andy, on the afternoon show. This is supposed to be a rebuild year. It's still a rebuild. There's a lot of work to do. This is far from a finished product, but it looks pretty damn impressive right now at 5-2, 7 games into the Mike Vrabel era of the New England Patriots as well. Once again, your final score, 31-13. The New England Patriots next take on the Cleveland Browns next Sunday, 1 p.m. The best defense in the NFL comes to town to take on, dare I say, maybe the most dynamic offensive player in the NFL right now in Drake May and his Patriots. That'll be a fun one. We'll have a Six Rings postgame for you after that. We'll preview it during the week. Tomorrow on WEI Afternoons as part of Patriots Monday, Marcus Jones and Drake May during the show. Hunter Henry on the midday show with Jones and Keefe. And, of course, you're not going to want to miss the Greg Hill Show where Mike Vrabel checks in at 6:30. That'll do for the live content portion of the show, folks. The best of Six Rings will be coming up leading up to Westwood One's coverage of Sunday Night Football, and that should be a fun one as well at 7:30 on EEI. Great job by Zach Coe. Great job by Andy at Jumbo Heart. Thanks to Mego and Lions for joining us. We will talk to you tomorrow, folks. Enjoy the rest of your football Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.